Which there's no need to now because our crisp, clear sound.
We coming through crystal clear.
Crispy like.
Camp Crystal Lake clear.
Woo! Scary. Alright, hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 223.
This is a podcast where two drunken primates play retro games for your amusement. I am primate number one, my name is Jurek.
And I am primate number two, my name is Earl. And this week we're going to take control of some primates as we play some Donkey Kong 64 on the Nintendo 64. Should be pretty sweet. I don't know. I always really like this game.
I've only played it very briefly and hated my, like, 10 minutes with it.
Okay.
Just basically just gave up instantly when I didn't know what the fuck I was doing or what was happening. And I was just like, nah, I'm done.
Done with it. All right. Well, I put a lot of time into this.
I'm
going to
go play some Donkey Kong Country 2, a far superior game.
We all know my thoughts on Donkey Kong Country 2. I'm gonna refrain from bashing everybody's favorite game.
You're in the minority there.
I know. I'm the only person in the world. But anyway, Donkey Kong 64, great game, and we will get there. But before we do, how's it going this week, Drake?
It's going good. You know, I mean, same old, same old. I'm just doing the school thing, doing the clinicals.
Nice.
Know, getting a bit more comfortable with clinicals and... You know, I'm going to be running that show.
You are.
Someday.
I mean, have you done x-rays by yourself so far?
I mean, with supervision. There will always be supervision, but yes,
Will there always be supervision?
Well, while I'm in clinical,
I
yes.
see. Okay.
There will at least be somebody around close enough within, like, earshot or
okay,
whatever.
Okay, okay.
Cool. But yeah, I mean, I did a chest x-ray this past on Wednesday that it was... Basically, all me, like, the person I was working with was like, I have to stay here, but are you comfortable going to the ED and getting this patient, bringing her here, and getting everything set up and stuff?
Nice.
I was like, yeah, absolutely. So I went down, I found this patient, I unhooked all her stuff, and I wheeled her into the x-ray room, I got her out of her bed, I got her up against the wall, the board, and boom. Chest x-ray done in a minute.
Nice, nice. That. Dr. Jurek over here.
Like, chest x-rays, I've done so many of them now that
is that the most common?
That's the most common one. In a hospital, it's the most common one you'll do, and it is by far the most common one I see. And,
right.
Like, I mean, if the person is able to stand and get out of their wheelchair or bed or whatever, like, bing, bang, boom, I can do a chest x-ray, no problem.
And do you have to, like, I feel like... Like, I've had x-rays taken, and, like, you know, but not for a while. And
right.
So, like you'd get the x-ray, and then you have to wait forever
oh,
for
no,
it to
not
come.
Anymore.
Ah, okay, okay.
In the digital world, it's literally, like, I push the button.
And it goes.
And within, like, 10 seconds, I have the image right there on my computer. I know if I screwed up or not, and if I have to do it again, because I missed the... pertinent anatomy.
Is
know?
It like an old Apple II when it
no,
makes the image
it
and it like a line goes down the screen and it like draws it like
nope, it's just like this picture pops up, it's kind of blurry and grainy at first, and then the computer compensates for everything and boom, you have this like beautiful image of the inside
of somebody. Oh my god, crazy.
So yeah, I'm getting more comfortable.
Excellent.
Yeah, definitely rocking that x-ray world.
Dr. J over here.
Yeah, that's what they'll call me.
That's what I call you now. Jurek is a doctor despite what he says,
yeah.
But...
not a doctor.
Well, okay, that's up for debate.
But basically, I mean, I'm pretty sure everyone... I mean, if you work in a hospital, you're a doctor.
That's correct. I mean, do you wear scrubs?
I do wear scrubs.
Then you're a doctor, all right?
Which is also another perk of my like future is I basically get to wear pajamas to work.
To work every day.
And it's awesome.
Sweet.
Like literally pretty much the most comfortable outfit you can possibly wear to work.
I don't really know about scrubs. Do you wear clothes underneath them?
No?
No. Okay.
I mean, I wear
like
an underwear
and a t-shirt.
Yeah, underwear and an undershirt
okay.
Under them. if it gets cold in the hospital in the winter, I'll probably switch to like a long sleeve like t-shirt Ooh. Underneath it. But otherwise, you know, yeah.
Cool.
It's not like I'm wearing another pair of pants underneath my scrub pants.
Right, right. Well, yeah. Yeah. Cool. Cool.
That's how I'm doing, man.
Excellent. Excellent.
How you doing, brah?
I am great. Not too much new to report. Actually, I don't know. We're this week, we're solidifying plans at work. Like, not obviously not to do a show. Well, we're going to do a show, but it's not going to be in person or anything. It's going to be we're going to film it through Zoom or some kind of online platform. I don't know, but I've been planning a show this week and it's fucking nice. Sweet. Like, I am like, oh my God, I miss this. Holy shit.
Legitimate real theater work. That
yeah.
You're
yeah. And so
on.
I'm just like super delighted. I don't know. I'm online, you know, researching, but now it's like all weird. It's like, okay, I have to figure out the webcams we need and the, you know, what are the right microphones to send to people. Mm. Cause we're going to send, there's two actors or three actors in this show, two that you see, one is just a voice, but the two that you see, you know, we're going to send them kits, you know? So like, we'll send them a webcam just so we can make sure that like, what, you know, we don't have to rely on their shitty laptop camera or whatever. Right. So we're going to send them like a camera and a microphone and a backdrop and, you know, which is just like black curtains or whatever, but I don't know. It's really fun. I'm getting to do my job, which I love. You know? Like, so that's exciting.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Tell the Revelers and I, Jarek, have you played any video games since we last met?
I'm still trucking along on Mario 64. I'm currently at, I think, 108 stars.
Ooh, 12 more. 12 more big ones.
I'm like all the way, you know, I have all 7 in everything except now the TikTok clock and the Rainbow Ride or whatever.
Which, like, are you missing stars in those or have you not even done them?
I've done some of them. I did a few in TikTok clock and that's it. I've
TikTok
not touched
clock,
Rainbow Ride yet.
Jump in TikTok clock when it's at midnight.
Oh, I know how.
And
know
it'll
how
stop
that
the
works,
thing.
Man. But
sometimes
there's some
you
that
need
you
it to move.
Needed
yeah.
to move. So
that's the worst, too. Like,
I'm just kind of, I was kind of going slow through. I think I don't remember how many I have then to get 108 or something. And I have, you know, all the secret star. I did the
red coins
the
and Bowser.
Red coin, and all the secret star. I think I have, I will have one more secret star to get, and that's the red coins in the final Bowser world. Or whatever,
oh, right.
Because I did the flying one that's all the way upstairs or whatever.
Yep.
I got that one. It took me like 8 tries.
Yeah, that one's hard. Like, you have to, well, it's
you just
got to
kind of plan out
you have
your
to plan
route.
Out your route and also use the cannons. The cannons are key.
Well, yeah, you can't do it without
yeah,
cannons.
Yeah.
I feel like, I mean, maybe you can, but it'd be way harder.
I think there's a path that you can, like, right when you start, if you go
probably.
Left and up a little bit, like, yeah. But it's hard to go up and keep momentum in Mario 64. Yeah.
So, yeah, I got that, and now I've done a few in TikTok clock, but it's just... That level just stresses me out so much,
Helen,
and it requires just so much precision and everything that I did like a few, and it took me a while, and I was just like, okay, I just need to stop. I'm getting angry because
yeah.
I keep falling off fucking stupid shit.
And do you think, like, I don't know, when I played Mario 64, the All-Stars version on the Switch,
right.
Like, it feels different than with an N64 controller.
Yeah,
like,
it just...
I think the Pro controller, the stick moves farther than,
yeah.
than the
I don't know. It definitely, there
know.
Are some weird nuances with playing it with a controller that I'm not used
yeah,
to.
Yeah, it just feels like being really precise is harder, and I don't know why.
But yeah, I mean, I'm
awesome.
I'm doing it. I'm
You're
close.
Doing it. You're close.
By the time we record next week, I will
have
120 stars.
I think
I also had lesser time to play this week because I had a lot of studying to do, and I had like on fucking Tuesday, I had 3 tests.
Oh my God!
In one day.
Yikes! Did you pass them all?
Yeah, I got A's in all of them.
Nice. I think. TikTok clock is notorious for being super hard to get the 100 coins.
I have not done that yet.
Sometimes you break a block and they spread out and then they fall off the edge and then you're fucked. Like, cause I think
know.
That's
and it seems like because I've now, I think I've gone, up as high as you can
have
go.
Have you gotten
in
the one with the thwomp?
Yeah.
That's the one two weeks ago. Took me fucking forever.
It took me two tries.
Oh, God. That one, I just could not do it. I don't know why. I just,
because there's like a little conveyor belt that goes towards him. So I was just, I would wait on that crouching and then I backflip.
Yeah, you backflip. That's what I was doing too, but I just kept mistiming it. And I would I didn't keep dying. I just had to keep
you fall like
back.
Right below.
Yeah,
him.
Yeah.
Like, you don't fall too far down.
Yeah.
But.
And that was the one though, that's the highest up in the clock that you can go.
Okay.
And the first time I attempted it, I stopped the clock and I got all the way up there and was like, fuck, I cannot get over there because you need the arm to move. And God damn it.
But I'll need to remember in case I'm not sure how many coins there are in that level. But
I
falling down from him, there is a thing to break in the area that you fall from with him, and it has like a bunch of coins in
it.
So
right.
I'll probably have to go all the way to the top to do 100 coins.
I think it might be easiest. Oh, and you have to have it moving, because like the red coins
suck if it's moving.
If it's moving, the red coins suck. But if it's not moving, the red coins are easiest in the
probably,
game.
Probably, I'm going to...
Like I stopped the clock for the red coins.
I'll look into it. Oh, yeah.
100%. Yeah. Anyway, so we'll Mario 64.
But yeah, I'm getting close.
Sweet.
Gonna get that 120, man.
Excellent. Excellent.
What are you playing?
Well, this week has been a pretty solidly Smash and Animal Crossing week, so not too much too new to report there. Steve, since last we recorded, Steve had been revealed from Minecraft, but then the next day was the presentation, you know, about his moves, and he looks pretty cool. I don't know. He looks like he could be fun. He looks like he's gonna be a specialist character. Like you're gonna need to really manage your
because
you have to mine in order to play him. Like you have to mine and you have to get materials in order to make weapons. Yeah, like it's actually super cool how they implemented like the Minecraft gameplay into Smash. I don't know, like you have a pickaxe and you have to mine the ground, and it depends on the surface you're on. You might get wood, you might get stone. I don't know, like different things. I don't know what's in Minecraft, if it's wood and stone or whatever it is.
Yeah,
but
I mean both of those things are in there.
And then there's like a few levels like that are generic levels that like there's a like every time you mine, no matter where you are, it'll be a set number of things that come out in the same order always. So like you won't just, you know, it won't be possible to get like, and there's like five different levels of his weapons. So there's like a wood one, a stone one, and then like all the way up to a diamond weapon, which is the strongest one or something.
I play Minecraft.
Okay. I don't know. I've never played Minecraft, so I don't know, but he looks kind of cool. He looks fun. Like I don't know. I'll probably have some fun with him, but he looks, I don't know. Sakurai was showing off his moves, and he can make blocks, you know, like you mine and then you have your materials, and you can, when you jump or I don't know, you have to do something and you make blocks, and like Pikachu is notorious for like he has one of the best recoveries in the game, because he like goes up and then can go another direction, and he can pretty much recover from anywhere if you're good. And Sakurai's example was versus Pikachu, and Pikachu was recovering, and Steve just jumped. He jumped off the stage and just built three blocks, and just boop, Pikachu just hit the blocks and fell to his death. It was like he just built a wall in front of him. It was like, oh my God, it was super cool to watch, because it's always fun to see Pikachu get destroyed. Smash and Animal Crossing is what I've been playing, but I also have been playing Super Mario 35, which is super fun, and I managed to win one.
Nice.
I usually get somewhere between second and seventh place, but I managed to win one. It was very fun, the winning one. I don't know. It was like, it was stressful and like, oh my God, is this going to happen? And then all of a sudden the whole game freezes, because like you're like sort of paying attention to the other guy's little box, but not really. And it was just down to me and this other guy. And I was on a Bowser level, and I used my wheel. Like I spent some coins and used my wheel and I got a random star, and I, right before Bowser, and time was running out, and I ran through Bowser, which sent him to the other guy's screen, and then that Bowser killed him, and I was like, yes!
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know. I won, which I felt pretty cool about. But yeah, Mario 35 is surprisingly fun. Like,
yeah, I need to get a little more into that.
It's more fun than I thought it was going to be. Like, and I don't even know if I'm really playing it correctly. Like, because
I mean,
you won,
you must have been playing it slightly correctly.
Well, yeah, I guess I am, but like, I'm really just playing Mario to the best of my ability. And apparently, people are really bad at Mario. I guess we are maybe a cut above because we've been playing it our whole life.
You're potentially playing kids who have like
never
played
Mario 1.
Playing Mario 1 for the first time, or something, or they've maybe played it a few times on Switch Online or something, but like I've been playing that shit since I was like 5 years old.
Exactly. Like that's how I learned how to play video games.
Yeah.
And you know,
I mean, I still struggle with the late levels, like,
and there's,
honestly, 1 through 4 is fucking hard as balls.
It is, but, and I haven't even played those in Mario 35 yet. Like, they're available, but I've only actually unlocked.
Are there still warps?
Yes, there. Yeah, you can go to the warp zone, but like if you're in 1-2 and you go up on the wall and go to the warp zone, your options, it's not the same options.
Okay.
It's like go to 1-1 or go to 1-3 or go to 2-1 or, you know, like it's.
But I don't know those levels.
I know. See, that's the other problem is like.
That's going to be a problem.
Anything
for
after
me.
1-2, between 1-2
and 4-1.
And 4-1.
I don't know.
Nobody knows. And then between 4-2 and 8-1, nobody knows.
I know. When I was playing it a couple weeks ago or whatever, I did that and I warped and Abby was watching me or something. She's like, you're just going to like cheat and warp? I'm like, yeah, I don't know what is between 1-2 and 4-1. Or between 4-2 and 8-1. She's like, oh, that's so sad.
Yeah.
I'm like, I guess. Like, I know they spent all this time making this whole game, but
they put the warps in.
They put the warps in, and that's just the way I play it. I don't know those levels.
Right.
I can't do it.
I mean,
I have played all of the levels at some point in my life and everything. But
you don't know. You don't,
gun to
you
my head, ask me, what
times.
Does 7-2 look like?
No
Fuck,
idea.
I don't know.
I think 7-2 is a water level, but I'm not sure. I could be wrong about that. But yeah, like Mario 35 is odd. It's like it actually gets easier the less people there are, because there's not like all of a sudden there's not like
you.
A billion enemies coming at you. And which is weird, and it like, and then it quickly becomes all about managing the clock. And so like my trick, like if I were to give out some tips for Mario 35, I would say play 1-1 as many times as you can. You get the star every single time and just plow through all the enemies, and you will rack up your time. And that's what you want. You really need a lot of time. Also get a fire flower and keep it and know where all the one-ups and stars are. I actually
and they're
was
in the same places as the original,
original game. They're all in the same places. And because the one-ups, you don't get a one-up, you get 20 coins, which gives you, that's one free spin on the wheel, you know, so, or not free, it costs 20 coins, but you know, like it's one spin on
right.
the wheel. And use the wheel. Do not be afraid to use the wheel. Like, use up your coins. There's no reason
there
to have
was a wheel.
Yeah, like you press X and it'll do the roulette wheel, and it'll give you either a star, a fire flower, a mushroom, or a POW block, which aren't in the original Super Mario's, but it'll give you the POW block. And when you get a POW block, like sometimes the POW block is fucking clutch. Like there's like 100 enemies on the screen and you get the POW block and then they're all dead. And it's like,
nice.
Yes. And then your time skyrockets. And I don't know, but yeah, Mario 35, pretty fucking fun.
I'll play that for a bit after I finish
Mario
64.
Yeah, I have not jumped back into Mario Sunshine at all. It feels like a chore.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm not going to play.
I think I'm just going to skip.
At least for now, I'm not going to play Sunshine or Galaxy.
Oh, I'm going to play Galaxy.
I'm gonna move on, didn't you? I tried to a little bit. I just don't like the control. Holding two individual fucking things.
Why do you have to hold two things?
Well, I mean, at least on the Wii, and I think even on this, you have to play with the Joy-Con separate, the way you played Galaxy with, like, a Wii, like, Wiimotes.
No, I think you can play with the Pro Controller.
I feel like you can't.
Oh.
I feel like I remember seeing a thing when they first announced it that it has to be played essentially the way Mario Galaxy was played back in the day.
What?
Because they didn't modify the controls.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm not 100% sure because I thought I even saw a thing that if you have the Switch Lite, the only way to play it is to buy two separate Joy-Cons and connect them to your Switch Lite.
No, that can't be right. I don't know. Revelers, tweet us if you know.
Yeah, we'll look it up after this, but I did see a bunch of kind of information that seemed to be saying that you can't play it with a pro controller. Because you need to be able to, like...
Yeah, you have to get the stars and stuff. Yeah. Interesting. I know if you have a Switch Lite and you play handheld, you get the star bits by touch screen.
Oh.
So you have to touch the screen.
I still think you can't play it with the pro controller.
Yeah, I don't know if you can, but I don't know. Well, I guess I'll find out soon enough, but... So I'll report back next week, hopefully having played a little bit of Mario Galaxy. We'll see.
We'll see.
But this week, Jurik, we had some sound issues before recording. Doesn't matter. We figured it out. But this week, we're going to be playing some Donkey Kong 64. What do you think? We should get to our three questions? Or
we might as well.
Let's do it. So for those that don't know, what we do is Jurik does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here. But I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions I don't think he's stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Jurik?
We'll see.
Okay. Here we go. Donkey Kong 64, question number one. What is the reason the expansion pack was included with the game?
There was like a glitch or a certain part of the game supposedly that like froze or something every time. There was some glitch that they couldn't figure out and they needed the expansion pack and extra RAM or something. I don't know the specifics of what it was. Essentially there was a part where the game kept freezing or something.
Yeah, I mean, that's correct. I'll give it to you.
I don't know exactly why that happened.
Well, neither do they. So, there was a game-breaking bug in the 4 megabit version. All N64 games without the expansion pack are 4 megabits of RAM. So in that version, like, the game would just randomly crash at any part, like for no specific reason. They couldn't figure out what was causing it, but when they put the expansion pack in and upped it to 8 megabytes, the game worked perfectly. So even to this day, they still don't know what caused the bug. And so if that was the only way it would work with the expansion pack, they decided they would have to include it with the game. This move cost Rare a shitload of money because they had to include an expansion pack.
Yeah.
But it made all of our N64 experiences that much better. You know, there's actually only, I think, 3 games that you need it for.
There's 2 games only that you fully need it for. And Perfect Dark, you can play like 36% of the game or something.
35. In fact, on the back of the box, it says without the expansion pack, you can play 35% of this game.
You can't even play like the single player.
No, it's only multiplayer.
It's only some multiplayer.
Yeah. And yeah, I don't even think all of multiplayer.
I think you can maybe do one-on-one or something like multiplayer.
Okay, 1-for-1 here, Jurik. 1-for-1, not too shabby. Here we go. Question number 2. In Donkey Kong's cabin, you can see a picture of a dolphin hanging on the wall. Why is this picture there?
The N64 wasn't going to be. The code name for GameCube was Dolphin.
That is correct. So it is a reference to the Nintendo GameCube's development codename.
I was just all of a sudden like, I feel like I read that it was about GameCube, but GameCube wasn't out. But I guess it was going to come out in 2 years?
Yeah, so it's a reference to the Nintendo GameCube's development codename, which was Dolphin. And this game was released well before the GameCube was even revealed. Mm-hmm. So it's believed that this picture of the Dolphin is the earliest reference to the GameCube in any game. Okay. Maybe the earliest reference to the GameCube. Yeah, like people, you know, you didn't know, like when people bought Donkey Kong 64 when it first came out, it was just a picture of a dolphin on a wall. They didn't know why, but
nothing.
But it was, in fact, a reference to the game.
Then it was later on that it was like Nintendo's next console, Project Dolphin.
Project Dolphin, yep.
Like they always have these weird, like I think even...
The Switch was the NX.
That's what it was, yeah. The Xbox Series X that's coming out next month has been was Project Scarlet.
Project Scarlet, cool. See, they sound so cool. I don't know. Like, I would actually much prefer playing a game on Project Scarlet than the Xbox Series X, S, 9, 5, X, 3, 1.
It's all just very confusing with Xbox, but
it's so confusing.
Whereas, like, PlayStation doesn't give their things code names because numbers. It's just going to be PS1,
one, two,
PS2,
three,
PS3,
four,
PS4, PS5.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Xbox had to throw it all off by naming their last console the Xbox One.
I mean, like, I don't know if I'm buying an Xbox One SX or a one Xbox Series XS or, you know, like, I don't even know what it is. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Anyway, Jurek, you are two for two. Can you get three? I doubt you will get this one.
Oh, shit.
Here we go. Question three. This game was the inspiration was literally the inspiration for the word collectathon, as that is exactly what this game is. In order to get 101%, exactly what do you have to collect and how many of each thing?
Oh, well,
I mean,
I know the total number of collectibles.
Oh, okay. What is the total number of collectibles?
3,821 is what I have.
Okay. Maybe that's right. My number would be higher than that, but these... Some one feels like an estimation.
The Wikipedia article says there are a total of 3,821 collectibles, but you only need 281 to actually complete the game.
Well, to complete the game, but to get 101%.
Right. You need 281 to beat the game. Like,
okay. Well, so here's what I don't know. This is what I have. In order to get 101%, you need to collect 201 golden bananas, which are like stars in Mario 64.
Yeah,
like
they
what
like
you get.
Unlock
the levels other and
levels
stuff. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Stuff.
So you need to get 201 golden bananas, 9 boss keys, 4,000 regular bananas, and every time you get 75 regular bananas with a Kong, you get another collectible called a banana medal, but you don't need those to get 101%. you need 20 fairies, 10 battle crowns, a rare coin, and a Nintendo coin. Like, so this is 4,000 bananas, but maybe that's wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
but,
know. I mean, yeah. I guess yeah. I don't fully know. The Wikipedia article, like I said, yeah. I wrote down exactly what that said.
3,821.
It said there were 3,821 total collectibles to get. In the
All
game,
right, well, I'm going to give you that one because
fucking
that
excessive.
Seems right, but... Well, how many of each thing? I'm going to give you 0.5. Okay. I'm going to give you 0.5.
Yeah, I didn't know the breakdown. I knew there were banana, regular bananas or whatever, and gold bananas.
Yep.
There's also, there's
boss
like
keys,
bananas
fairies.
For each, like, each character has their own, like, color-coded bananas or something.
Yeah, so each.
But those are just, like, regular bananas, depending on
yes.
who you're playing as.
Yeah, so you know where they are. And like, so each character in each level has 4 golden bananas to collect, I think. Maybe more than that, actually.
Maybe it was 5.
Maybe it's 5, yeah. So, I mean, each level, that's 20, you know, 20 golden bananas. But that, is there, well, I guess that would be 10 levels. Yeah, that sounds right, I guess. I don't know. There's probably secret bananas and shit,
there's
too.
Basically, there's a shit ton of collectibles in this game.
Honestly, I remember having a blast trying to collect everything. I remember once reading about collectathons and somebody bitching about it, and I was like, oh, I actually really like doing that. And my specific example in my head was Donkey Kong 64.
It varies from game to... Some games, I think, is stupid. There's been a few games I've played where there's, you know... I wouldn't call them collectathon, like that's not the main thing, but there are lots of things to collect, and I do generally enjoy collecting, as long as there also, I feel like, has to be a purpose kind
yeah,
of to
yeah.
it, that it either it affects your character and makes you stronger, no matter how many things you collect, or it reveals certain things, you know, even, what, Assassin's Creed 2... Back in the day, I had a lot of things to collect scattered around.
Yeah, but it was so fun every time.
Yeah, that you didn't need to do, but they were fun to collect.
Yeah, because you could, and especially Assassin's Creed 2 is so fucking good.
Like that was,
and you could get on top of the buildings yeah. and jump off and knife people from like 100 feet above
that
them.
That was
like,
one. Might have been the first game even that I got all 1,000 out of 1,000 achievement points on the Xbox.
Oh, nice, nice.
because I just now, had fun and everything was doable.
Achievements on every game now, but
well, no,
not every game, but you're always
I've
getting
stopped,
achievements.
I did for a long time when I was playing Xbox,
right.
Mostly just because I was trying to get ahead of our friend Johnny P, who had his Xbox.
Shout
for
out to Johnny,
like a year or two longer than me, but I was like, I'm gonna pass him in achievement points,
and
then
you?
I did, and then nice. I kind of stopped caring about them.
Right, little friendly competition between yeah. friends. Yep. Well, cool. Drake, would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about Donkey Kong 64 for the N64?
Oh, is that what system Donkey Kong 64 is for?
I always say that, like, but all the N64 games have 64.
I know,
at the
a lot
end.
Of them do.
Yeah, maybe not all. But.
Not all of them. Yes, I would. Donkey Kong 64 for the N64 was released in 1999. It's developed by Rare and published by Nintendo. The game's director was George Andres. A-N-D-R-E-S.
Yeah, Andres. Andre, probably.
Or Andre, I
don't
maybe.
Know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hard to say.
The game's composer is Grant Kirkhope. Not David Wise.
Not David Wise, but Grant Kirkhope has done many a game we've played on this podcast, I feel.
Two by your count. What I saw.
Let me see if I can get them.
They're also both Rare games.
Yes. So one of them, did David Wise do Snake Rattle and Roll, or did Grant Kirkhope do Snake Rattle and Roll?
Must have been David Wise.
Okay.
I did not see Grant Kirkhope on
then,
there.
Both Rare games, GoldenEye.
Yep.
And we played another one on the podcast, mm-hmm. a Rare game. Banjo, we haven't played Banjo. What are the Rare? Perfect Dark. We haven't played Perfect Dark. Oh my god, I don't know what it is.
Foulmouth Squirrel.
Oh, Conker. I'm Conker.
But yes, he also did do the music for Banjo and Perfect Dark, but we have not played those. But yes, he did.
I read about Grant. Oh, you know what? Banjo was included in Smash. Mm. Grant Kirkhope.
He is listed also for Smash.
Yes, because he did all the remixes of and you know the original Banjo music. So yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, he did a crap ton of Rare games, and then also a bunch of other like freelance games for other companies and whatnot. I wrote down GoldenEye, Banjo, Perfect Dark, and Conker.
Okay,
but.
And then David Wise did every other Rare game.
Pretty much. Yeah. I think it was kind of like two of them.
They were a dynamic duo.
I think Grant Kirkhope, I can't remember now. He didn't do a ton of ones earlier on. I feel like he maybe came on later.
A little later, yeah. Because I think David Wise did Snake Rattle and Roll.
Yeah, I think, and he did the Donkey Kong Country 1 and 2. Apparently he did not do 3.
Oh, he didn't do 3, did Grant?
No.
Oh, okay.
I read something and it listed somebody else.
Okay.
But he tried to kind of take David Wise's influence into this game a bit.
Yeah.
But I don't think he really did.
Well, should we listen to some of his jams right now?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's fine. It's fine. It's all very spooky.
There are some songs that are very spooky, and they have a Danny Elfman aspect to them.
Yeah, they're like epic. But also spooky.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess weird. I'm not familiar enough with this game to know the spook level. I mean, it's not a spooky game.
It's just, it's like, I guess the songs actually do lend themselves well to the atmosphere. It's because you're like in caves a lot and like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Some of them were caverific, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's fine. It's serviceable and stuff. It's no Donkey Kong.
It's
country
no Donkey
music,
Kong country music.
I mean, even Earl, you know, he hates Donkey Kong Country too. But the music even you can't deny that the music
sweet.
Is fantastic.
It really is. Yeah.
Those games just have fantastic music all around.
I know. Also, me hating Donkey Kong Country 2 is more of a meme these days.
I don't think anybody's memeing that.
No, nobody's memeing it, but you know what I mean? Like, it's more of just a thing I like to say because it pisses people off. I also hate that game.
Fuck you. And we all hate you.
I know.
Anyways, moving on from music, Donkey Kong 64, it's a 3D platforming adventure game where you're playing as Donkey Kong. You play as other people too. King K. Rool comes to DK Island or whatever, and he traps all of your friends, and you have to kind of go around and save them.
You save them all.
Chunky,
like right
Tiny,
away.
Diddy, and Lanky, and then you can play as them. And it basically, kind of we talked about. It's a collectathon largely and whatnot, but there's different levels you go into. You unlock these new levels. You play like puzzle mini games and shit.
Yeah, it's like the mini games are a little weird. The whole game is very weird, but you know they were trying. Like, also we have to keep in mind that like 3D platforming games were barely existed by the time this came out. I mean,
Mario 64 already.
Well,
existed.
I know, and obviously this took a ton of
Banjo already existed.
Well, I know, and I'm not saying that they didn't exist. I'm just saying even at this time they were still figuring out 3D games.
I mean,
you know?
They nailed it with Mario.
Well, yes, they did. Obviously, you're still playing it right now in 2020. That's
fantastic.
But I don't know. Like, I'm going to cut this game a little slack because they, you know, I don't know. They were trying stuff. They didn't know. And yeah, it turns out collecting 3,000-4,000 things that's is a little much.
And I did read a little, like, in the Wikipedia article, there was a little anecdote about how, I can't think of his name off the top of my head now, but basically the head of Rare wanted them to really have a ton of, like, collectibles in this game. Okay. So, George Andre or whatever would add a bunch of things, and then he would go to him and be like, okay, how about that? I added a bunch of stuff, and he was always just like,
more.
So then he just like added a shit ton more, and then I think he even says, like, I might have gone a little over just more. Because he kept telling me more, so I eventually was just like, okay, we're just adding like thousands. And that's just what we're doing now, and that's how it turned out.
All right, well, I mean, I don't know, should we fucking play this game?
Let's
already 37 minutes into this podcast.
I guess we've been chatty
tonight, but that's okay. Well, let's move on. Let's play it. I think we better do a shot first.
Yeah.
And revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
Yes, please.
So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro.
Woo. All okay. Right. Oh, boy. Do you want to play first, Rick?
Why don't you show me how to play this game?
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know if I really remember, but so what we did, and I'm glad we did,
we got candy back there.
Oh, you slip on the bananas.
No.
We're in Donkey's Cabin right now. We got through the original story. Where is this dolphin?
I don't know. How
must
do,
be
can
on
you,
this
like,
wall.
Change?
Oh,
you can change. Oh, you can,
God.
You can look around.
Oh, there it
the
is.
Dolphin.
Dolphin right there. Cool. There was originally two. There was a locker somewhere in here that had a picture of Banjo and Kazooie.
Yeah, I read that it was a shower.
Or a shower.
It was
or
like
something.
His shower, and there on the outside or on the inside or something was a picture of Banjo and Kazooie.
So we
should unmute it.
Oh, my gosh. You're right. I was like, why is it all weird? Oh, because there's no sound.
It's super quiet.
Okay, here we go. We're outside Donkey's Cabin.
DK Island. This does not look like the island we saw on the opening cinematic whatsoever.
No, see, I told you, it's huge.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Squawk, your precious banana horde and all the other Kongs have vanished. I can't
always
find them anywhere.
Fucking stealing his goddamn banana horde.
They are. Like, why do they want his bananas so bad?
I don't know.
What did he just say? I got to go find Cranky?
Go find Cranky.
Okay. I should have jumped on those trees. That felt like...
Yeah, I think you can, but...
Okay, so B...
See, this, I...
Is this all you played and then you were dead?
A little bit, and I wasn't dead. Well, I was you quit? I was confused about where to go and what to fucking do.
Cranky's
Basically,
lab is
Basically, I think
way.
When I was playing it, I was like, oh, I thought this was like Mario, and I'll just find, you know, levels to jump into.
I mean, it is. You just have to get there first. Like,
yes,
you,
I just didn't know
and
where
I don't even know,
go.
Like, if we'll get there, like, in this playthrough. I don't know. Well, if it isn't my lazy, good-for-nothing son, lost your golden bananas again. And where might your...
Okay, so Cranky is his dad.
Yeah, Cranky's his dad. We knew that. Cranky...
So I don't remember. Is Cranky the original Donkey Kong?
Yes, theoretically...
And we are basically playing as Donkey Kong Jr.
Yes, yes. Donkey
in,
Kong
in
Jr.
The
is the Donkey Kong that we know and love.
World.
Yep, yep.
Okay. I couldn't remember. I thought
oh, I have
when,
to do training
when last
barrels.
We played something involving Donkey Kong that there was something else, but it's hard to say.
Yeah, it's hard to say. Hard to say. What did Cranky mean about training? Donkey's all confused.
Donkey's confused.
Well, where'd confused. Those barrels go? I thought they were right here.
I think they were somewhere else.
Oh.
It's the problem.
Oh, you can long jump.
Okay.
Do you do it? Yeah, same way. Z-A.
Same way. Z-A.
Yeah. I think they're over here. Yeah, there we go.
Like
okay, we got to do the training barrels and then
all right.
Go back and see Cranky.
God. So.
Oh, my God. We're going to swim. Swimming is first.
Start us off with fucking swimming.
Press Z to dive. Okay. Then press and hold A. Oh,
or
my God.
B
I got the hiccups.
To swim at different speeds. Pressing Z will act
as
a
water,
break to slow you down. Oh, God.
Okay. Like, prove yourself. Here we go. Let's do this.
Make fucking. Swimming more convoluted than it needs to be? What is happening to you?
I have no
Hold
idea.
Hold Z.
I'm holding it.
Oh, maybe let go of it now.
Yeah, I'm let go.
Are you pressing A or B?
Yeah, I...
Are you angling down in some way?
Yeah, I...
Did you press Z again? Because it also said Z acts as like a water break when you're...
Oh. Well...
So maybe you just have to
oh,
press Z
I know,
to get underwater.
I know what's happening. The controls are inverted.
Oh.
If you press up, you go down. Okay.
There you go. Made it.
There we go.
Well
done. Well
done.
We've swam. I can't believe. Can we switch that?
Can you uninvert?
There was options. Nope.
Nope.
Okay.
At least not once you're in the game.
Yep. Well, that's fine. I can't even get in this barrel. You can backflip.
Oh, so is it? Also, just like Mario.
Yep. It's just like Mario. You can backflip. You can long jump. Oh, my God. What are we doing here? We got oranges.
Fucking coconuts.
Oh, coconuts. Squawk. Pick
oh,
up the
oranges.
Yeah.
Right.
And hold Z. Then press right C to throw them. Just throw five oranges and you're done here. Okay. Let's get the oranges.
Yeah, get the oranges. Collect all five of them. Now press right C.
I'm pressing right C.
Do you have to hold Z and press right C?
Yep. Is that what it said?
Maybe. I don't know. You threw them all. And they also explode, apparently.
Yeah,
like
they're
bombs.
Orange bombs. They're orange bombs.
They're
dude.
Orange bombs.
I mean, like most oranges, you know? I don't know. They'll
explode. I've never eaten an orange that explodes.
That has exploded you? Okay, well.
I think we're eating different oranges.
Well, yeah. My oranges hurt.
Apparently. I don't know why you continue to eat them, then.
Okay, press A to leap from one vine to another and... R when holding a vine to face the other way. Okay, press Z to drop from a vine, blah, blah, blah.
Go and collect the coin at the end.
Okay, you can climb this tree.
And then you're going to have to jump to that vine.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And then you got to jump to the next vine.
Okay. And Whew. The next vine.
All right.
And, oh, nope. Okay.
Don't climb it. Just jump.
Got the there coin.
Go.
Well
done.
Oh, we should be switching off. I'm sorry.
I guess I'll do the last.
You do the last training course.
I mean, it doesn't really matter.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I was in it.
I was learning from watching. So.
Oh my God. Here we got barrels.
We got barrels.
What do we got? Right. Squawk.
Press B to pick up a barrel. Press B again to throw it.
Pick up and throw five barrels.
Okay.
All right. B to pick it up.
It's like, I feel like I pressed it, but I did some weird like kick thing.
Yeah, because B is also attack. So I think it'll pick up if you're near something, but attack if you're not.
That's what seems to be the case.
Yep. Well done. That's like, that was the easiest, most useless training session I've ever been a part of.
It gave you a bit of information.
I mean, I guess we learned the controls.
All right, we learned the controls. Squawk, hurry, DK. Go and get that potion from Cranky, and let's get going. Squawk.
Squawk.
All right.
So in the...
are there camera controls?
Yeah, C buttons. That's why I was confused. You have to hold Z to throw the bombs or whatever.
Where was Cranky?
He's over to the right.
Over here.
Yep. I was going to say something totally insightful, and I lost what it was.
You've never said anything insightful in your
life. I think I did once.
Yeah, but you were like so whacked out.
I was so drunk.
I don't even know what that means. But yeah.
On what?
Fuzzballs.
Fuzzballs.
Oh. I don't know what that means.
Hopped up on goofballs.
Hopped up on goofballs. That's what I was trying to say.
Fuzzballs. I was so hopped up on fuzzballs. You done those fucking fuzzballs yet, brah?
Yeah, man. I just take the lint out of my dryer. It's fuzzy. You smoke it.
Yeah.
And nobody ever, please do that.
No, please do not smoke the lint out of your dryer.
It's a terrible idea.
Yeah, that will burn you to
life. Z whilst in the air. It should get you out of this area. I don't know what he just said.
I don't either. I think press jump and A and
a
press
and
Z. I think it's a ground
this
pound.
Something will do this.
He just gave you a ground pound. Yep. Boom.
Wow,
so,
this game just like,
yeah,
hey,
it's
play
fucking,
Mario 64, but with Donkey Kong.
But with
Kong.
Donkey Kong, I mean, which is fucking sweet, right?
Yeah,
I love Donkey Kong. I kind of wish it was a little more similar to Donkey Kong Country, but...
And from my understanding, their original, when they started making it, that's what it actually, they were...
That's what
it
was,
more linear, I don't know if it was side-scrolling, but then once other stuff... started coming out, they were like, oh, we can't do this. Now I'm just stuck.
There we go.
Water. Okay,
go through that cave. What's in there?
I don't know. Where did Cranky tell me to go? I wasn't paying attention.
I don't know. He told you to get out of this
area.
He
told me to get out of this area to use my ground pound, basically. Oh,
right here. Yes.
Got a ground
pound. This looks like a ground pound area. You've done it. It doesn't work at all.
Didn't work.
Oh, this is where Donkey's bananas live. So if you once you start getting some, they'll start appearing in here.
Why does he keep them with the bats?
Well, because they're in a cave, man. He's got to keep them safe. Mm. Obviously, he's shitty at keeping them safe, though, because people keep stealing them.
This is...
What does that sign say? Go in that cave. That's got to be
the
cave.
We're going to go
in this cave. Yeah, that's got to be the cave.
Way
out. That sign said way out, okay. Pointed to this cave.
Pointing to this cave?
Yeah.
It's the only other way to go, so...
It's got to be this way.
From that, at least that's what it seems.
See, it's kind of spooky in this cave, though. Oh, here
spooky.
We go. Ground pound the shit out of that. It's a panel of Donkey Kong's face.
Boom.
Yes. We've done it. We're into the real game now.
All right.
I think so, at least. I don't know.
Nobody fucking knows, man.
Oh, see? Look at how big this island is.
Squawk, he's back. King K rules.
Just over there. He must be the one who stole your bananas and kidnapped the other Kongs. Sorry, I took over your
reading. Keep reading, man.
I've taken a quick look around, but the only area that hasn't been blocked off is that island with a cave on it over there. Block! Block! Oh, that would appear to be level one.
So you're telling me I need to go that way to the place marked
one. One, yeah. There's a nice little one out on the... What? Turn around. What are those on the ground? Oh...
Find a similar number pad.
Oh, these are like warp zones.
Press Z to banana port between the two.
Oh, I see. So once you find panel one, you can always warp right there.
Gotcha.
I would just swim right over there.
Swim right over there.
Yes. Yes.
Swim like the Dickens, Donkey.
Donkey's a pretty good swimmer. Look at him go. Here, try diving and see if you can do this.
Apes are traditionally very good swimmers.
Like you'll get confused. You got to press up.
I'm pressing up.
And you got to press A. Yeah, A or B. Oh, you got to hold Z?
No, you got to let go of Z.
Oh, you got to let go of Z, yes. Because Z is the brake. Right.
Yeah, it'll stop you and just hold you in place.
It doesn't seem like you have air, though, so that's good. At least out here.
There's no indication of air.
Right, all of a sudden you just die.
So if I all of a sudden die, then...
That's why. You drowned.
Then this game will suck.
All right, here we go. Oh, you've done it. You've activated number one.
Okay.
I don't know how to activate it though.
It seemed like it lit up when I found it. So.
Well, I know, but like when you pounded on it, it didn't do anything. Oh, okay, this is the guy.
So you got to do a bunch of stuff to unlock this boss, essentially.
Well,
maybe?
He's not even a boss. He's like your friend. He's a good.
Hi, my name's K Lumsy.
K Lumsy.
And I've been locked in here because I wouldn't smash up some little island. But how could I? Such a lovely little island full of cute monkeys.
See, he's so nice.
So I said, no, Sniff, K Rule.
I'm too soft to be a Kremlin.
Cruel.
Oh, I get it. King K. Rule.
I obviously got that when I was a child. Not that dumb.
But what you need to do is get this guy out of his cage.
Perhaps you could help poor old Clumsy escape. I know it's K. Lumsy.
It's K. Lumsy.
Clumsy.
K. Lumsy.
Okay, we're going to help him escape.
Yep. Do it.
So we got to get... we got to get boss keys to let him out.
Yeah, you got to get the boss
keys.
By
defeating bosses?
Yes, by defeating bosses, you get the key. Mm. And you can unlock one lock, and you need to unlock them all to get them out of there. And then I think...
Seems a bit convoluted, but...
I think it seems pretty straightforward. I don't know. Like, it's exactly how video games
work. That's not even World 1. Do I got to go over to this, find wherever the fuck that is now?
Yeah, go get a thing.
Jesus Christ.
Because you got to have bananas in order to get into level 1. You can get in with that
taking
one banana.
Taking the keys to his cage and giving them to the biggest and most feared soldiers in his army. Okay, the boss.
So
I got to get keys, bring them back here, open my locks, don't tell Cruel.
So how it works is, like, what happens is once you beat the boss for level 1, you bring it back over.
That's it in here.
Yeah, that's it in there. You bring the key over to him, and you do it, and then he gets all excited about it, and he, like, jumps up and down, which shakes the island or something, and that will reveal your next area.
Shake, shake.
Shake, shake. Fucking Mischief Maker style. This
now it's
looks
fucking raining.
Terrifying.
I don't even
here.
Know where the...
You're on K. Rule's ship. You got to get out of there. You got to get back to the main island, right? That's where that banana was?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was. Get out of here. There's bats.
Over
it's
here?
All rainy. Yeah, yeah.
This
go over here.
This
There's
is my world.
This is, yeah, you want to get the banana that just was revealed.
I don't know where it was, though.
Well, run around the island. You'll find it.
I just saw another island.
Oh, you just activated 4. Wait a minute.
No, I think I just stepped. I think maybe it's right here.
It is right here. Yes. Oh, my God. We've done it. One golden banana.
One golden banana.
Only 200 to go. Yes.
Jesus God. Christ.
Oh my God, what's in? Oh, this is the first level in here.
Okay.
What is in there? Oh, that's how you switch Kongs. But you don't have any
other
Kongs.
I don't have any
other
Kongs.
What are all these
rat.
Things? Oh, get this guy out of here.
Get out of here, rat. Give me that watermelon.
Oh, yeah, watermelon.
Why
is your
watermelon
life? Because Donkey loves watermelon.
Does he?
I don't know.
Has that been previously established?
No, but
over here,
you
dumb
ape. B Locker. Everybody's name.
Everybody's just in a. Like,
is like their one. First name is the first letter of the word they are. And then their last name is the rest of the word.
Rat.
Yes, get that watermelon. You want it. Here we go. Right.
Okay,
oh, you gave him
one
banana.
Banana.
And now he's going
to
open up the way. Here we go.
Real level.
We've done it.
Do something.
We're in a real level. We're 52 minutes into the podcast, and we finally got to a real level.
Well,
so.
I mean, we're going to. Spoiler. Well, not spoiler.
Spoiler alert.
But, revelers, we are going to play this game again next week.
Yes, we are. We're going
to... Because we figured, like, this is... We can't... It just takes so long to... We knew it takes so long to get into some real shit.
Yes, yes. And...
So we're gonna play it again next week as well. So stay tuned for that. Which means we can go a little longer this week because we don't really need to review it and everything yet. We can just keep playing. What is happening to you over
there? I'm sorry. I was text messaging. I should not have been text messaging.
Jesus. Just texting during our show.
Yeah. All right, mister. I text my wife every 2 minutes over here.
I do not. Not while we're recording.
Sometimes.
No.
Okay.
Maybe a couple times. Only because something about 75 bananas.
You need 75 bananas.
Seems like a lot.
It does seem like a lot. Wait a minute. You're in a level now?
Think so.
How do we get over there? There's a cage. Squawk will tell us.
Let's see if you've still got that swing.
Climb
the tree and use the hover vines to reach the gate switch.
A hover vine? All right,
Squawk.
They're just vines that float in the air?
Yeah, that's what all the vines
are.
Oh,
yeah, I see. They do hover. There's helicopter propellers.
Helicopters at the top of them.
Oh,
I see. This game makes no sense.
This game is amazing. I actually can't wait to play it a little bit. like to get us a little farther for next week.
You should play during the week. Get us further.
I'll definitely probably do that instead of play Smash. So I think you went up the wrong tree, but
no, I think this is the only. Oh, maybe.
Oh nope. I mean, okay, now you can press press Z once. Nope, just kidding.
Not that.
So oh, it's R. It's R.
What if R?
R will like turn you completely around on the vine, like on the tree. Try it out. Like it'll. Well, it's too late. Okay. Oh my God. Wait, are you going to go all the way over here and do all the vines?
I'm going to go, yeah.
Okay. I think that feels right. What is that one? Did you step on it?
I think it's just a one.
Well, did you step on it to activate it?
I don't know.
Okay. See, I feel like you're not...
Okay, so you naturally just swing.
Yeah, you naturally just swing.
I don't need to press
You don't need to do anything. Nope, and I don't think you
Other
like,
than time my jump.
You need to time the jump at the right spot, but you don't need to keep your momentum. Like I don't think even
that's what was throwing me off before. I was trying to climb it by pressing it, or like I was trying to swing by holding
something, but
you don't need to. You just naturally, if you're on the vine, you're fucking swinging, man.
Did it tell you when you went in here?
I'll go to this one.
Did it tell you what like your goal is, like in Mario, at you know, like Bob-omb Battlefield, King Bob-omb on the Hill or whatever, you know,
it
like
seems like are there multiple goals in each? It seemed like when I went in this cave there was a bunch of different areas to go into, so maybe I have to unlock all of those.
No,
and
I think those things, things. Oh, see, that's a peanut switch, and Diddy Kong shoots peanuts. So you can't
shoot peanuts?
Yeah, he's got a peanut gun.
Okay.
So you can't unlock that area until you have Diddy.
Okay.
Like, there's going to be a lot of that, like, where there's a switch that
so
only
a lot of backtracking,
Chunky could do or whatever.
From my understanding in this game.
A lot of backtracking and a lot of just redoing everything you've already done.
I mean, that's...
Oh, here we go. Here's the main level. Yeah, this is what I'm talking about right here. Look at how big
yikes,
this is.
Man.
This is nice. Hey, DK, help! Oh, my God, somebody's up there. It looks like... Could it be Diddy Kong?
Oh, okay.
Your main sidekick? Your main man? I don't...
He's like my nephew or something?
Yeah, Diddy's your nephew, I guess.
But
then who the fuck is DK's brother? Is Funky... Diddy's dad? Maybe that's my fan theory. I feel like
Funky's
Funky...
a gorilla and Diddy's a monkey.
Correct. Maybe
that's
Diddy's
why,
just
that's
a baby monkey.
That's why sometimes the family stuff makes no... Well, but a baby monkey doesn't like grow into a gorilla. Like, they're different.
And that's just science.
They're different species completely.
See, you can't pick that up without Chunky. So
I want
like
the banana,
you're
the
wasting
balloon.
Your time. The balloon,
I wanted the balloon.
Can't get the balloon. I don't know. See, like, what are all these things? Like, I think you want to activate those. I think they'll give you stuff. I don't know. Okay. I was looking for a discussion question. Do you have one, Jure?
Yeah.
We do not have one this week.
One of these.
Revelers, come on. We need some discussion questions. I will pick one of these.
These are ones Abby sent me.
All right, here we go.
Well, that does nothing.
What is it doing?
Maybe I had to turn around, possibly.
If Jurassic Park was real, would you
We
visit?
Did that.
I know. And the answer is yes.
Yes, obviously.
Okay.
Why wouldn't I? Abby's the only person that wouldn't because she's afraid of dinosaurs.
Here we go. For $35,000, would you go for 3 months without washing... / brushing your teeth or using deodorant? You cannot tell anyone why you are doing this until you are done. So would you just be completely unhygienic?
So you're not taking a shower either.
Nope,
how
you're not taking
that,
you're not
right?
taking a shower, you're brushing your teeth or using deodorant for 3 months for $35,000. The answer there is a big fat yes. I don't see why you wouldn't do that. If somebody was like, I will give you $35,000 to not shower for 3 months, like, sure, 3 months, 90 days, you got it. Like, I don't know. Also, maybe like right this very, in this moment in time, it might be easier because people are seeing way less of other people.
That's
you know?
True.
Like, so,
that is true.
I mean, I would probably do it for $10,000. Like, I don't know. Like, that seems like a really easy way to make money. Just not
I guess
not
it, it
being
can
hygienic.
Depend on, you know.
How good your teeth
already
are.
Well, no. I mean, you can't tell anybody. So what if you have this big, important job and all of a sudden you're gonna get fired because you reek.
Oh, you can't tell anybody. That's true.
You can't tell them why you smell so bad. That makes it a little complicated because, I mean, strangers around, you know, Cub or whatever, like, I don't fucking care. They can think I smell bad all they want, and it doesn't matter because I don't encounter them every day.
Right. I don't know.
And I guess if I even couldn't tell Abby...
Oh, yeah, you can't tell anybody. You can't even tell your wife.
So I would assume I can't tell her.
She'd be like,
why
what
I have
the
not
fuck?
Showered.
You are not sleeping in the same bed, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. It would be a little tricky to navigate. I mean, okay, can you not tell it? You can't tell anybody why, but could you lie? And... You know, you can't say I'm doing this for $35,000, but could you say I'm doing this because I'm protesting deodorant prices or, you know, whatever, just like fucking make something up, you know, I don't know. Like, or can you just not give a reason? Like, you'd be like, well, I just haven't showered.
I mean, I guess you could make something up.
Yeah. Oh, Funky's like a fucking army man in this game.
Yeah.
He's got camo on or fucking fatigues. Or not fatigues, I guess. Yeah, is that what an army uniform's called, right? Fatigues. Yeah, I was basically in the army. Never. My dad was in the army. Does that basically means I was too, right?
I mean,
no.
I guess
it does not mean that at all.
I don't think so, but
I always think of my dad as a war hero, and I was not a war hero. And my dad was also probably not a war hero, but he's a hero to me. He stayed in Vietnam. This is me bragging about my dad, but my dad was in Vietnam and he stayed there. He stayed there like a year longer than he had to, so his brother wouldn't have to go.
Mm.
So he's a hero in my book. But anyway.
Sounds like a hero to me.
He wore fatigues. Just like Funky Kong. What did Funky just tell you? I was talking through the whole thing.
He gave me this.
Oh, he gave you a gun. He gave you your coconut gun. Sweet. Oh my god, that's how you fire it? Is there a way to do it without aiming or no? And also, how do you do that? Because I'm gonna need to know.
you press Z,
okay,
and left C.
Z and left C. That sounds like a band
name. And that's how you also put it away.
Z and left C. Oh, that's how you bring it out. But how do you fire it then? A or something?
B.
Okay, that makes sense. Oh, dude, that was some sweet vine swinging.
Yeah, man.
Oh, get in this cannon. Yes. It's brought you to the next level. Oh, and there's just a banana right here.
Hey, buddy. Diddy. Sup, man?
Okay,
he's
so
right
you,
in here.
You
I
got
to save him.
Oh, here we go. What's he going to tell you?
You might need Funky's help to get me out of here.
Oh, so you just talked to Funky. So, oh.
I bet you I need to shoot
you
that.
You can just shoot that and you'll get Diddy out.
Oh, but he's, oh, it's. Is it not above? Oh,
yeah, yeah. Okay. Shoot three of those bad boys and get them down. Z and left C.
Z and left C.
See, I'm like a fucking. I'm not even playing, and then I'm a fucking Donkey Kong master. Boom! Oh my god! What?
Oh!
Oh, you have to shoot the other ones.
Shoot the other ones.
Oh, and we didn't pay attention to where they were. That's fine. They're down there somewhere. Just chill.
Okay. You play for a bit.
Yeah, I'll play for a bit.
And you've been.
What if we had time wise? We're like way over. Oh. Okay, so there is fall damage. That's a thing.
There is.
Yep.
Where we are an hour and two. Well, yeah, about an hour.
All right. I think let's get this banana.
Let's try to do this.
Okay, how do I do this? I do this. And then how do I aim? R?
Up C.
Up C. Oh, my God. And it's all inverted.
Yep.
Oh, no. See, that's a peanut. Oh,
that's a peanut.
Okay.
Oh, you blasted that fucking
rodent. I blasted
rodent.
The beaver. Fuck that guy. Okay. That was a peanut. Oh, this one is a coconut.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Oh, my
God. Look out, this bee coming at you.
I know, and I couldn't remember what was fire. Oh, my God. This is impossible. Here we go. Got it.
Okay. Got one, but you also got killed.
Oh, I just got fucking wrecked. Oh, shit. Okay. Wait. So that doesn't count now or something? Like,
I have no idea.
Oh, my God. Run, donkey. There's beavers chasing you. Ah! Oh, my God. What was that?
Sorry, that's bats.
Oh, my God. This is insanely complicated. This is. Whew.
I don't think the bats hurt you, though. They're just
they're just like there. Annoying.
Do you still have the gun?
Yes, okay. I still have the gun.
Then I assume you've still also, you can just go and like shoot the shit.
Yeah, I can shoot the shit and get Diddy out of his fucking cage. How do you do this? I can't get over there. Could you get over there?
Yeah, you press forward.
Oh, there's a... You press forward.
And jump.
That is correct.
Forward
that is
and
exactly
jump.
What you do. Okay.
You press forward and jump.
Here, I better get
there
this.
There is a coconut up there.
I
shoot
know.
It.
And I feel like there's a bee on his way, though.
I don't know. It's not... I don't see God, it
the,
this time.
The controls are so convoluted. Okay, here we go. Boom.
I know.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you already got
I already
one.
Got that one.
It's
doesn't count.
Say.
Oh,
no.
Nope. Okay.
Go. Nailed it.
Okay, right. We got one.
Gotta find. Okay,
I don't know how to get
like
out of here.
I feel like I hear a bee.
I do too. I'm running away.
So run.
I want to get this ammo.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. There's boxes of ammo. Oh, look, you can do
how
a roll.
You do that?
If you press Z and B instead of A, like Z and A will long jump.
Yeah.
Oh, I just choked. Z and B will roll.
Okay. There's a coconut.
Oh, here's
door.
A coconut. Let's get
there's
it.
There's also a bee buzzing around.
Don't
so
care
be
about
quick.
It. Oh, be quick. Ah,
be
I see what you did.
Be quick.
Yes.
I didn't mean to do it.
All right. Here we go. We got two. Two right. out of three.
Two out of three.
Ain't bad is what they say.
I've never said that.
You have too. I don't know if you have.
Can you? I don't think you can. Can you shoot it?
Yeah. I'm going to shoot this balloon.
You're not doing a very good job.
I'm not. Okay. Back to it. Okay. All right. Fuck this. I forgot we're on a time
here,
crunch here. We're like way over. This episode's going to be so long. That's okay. Where is the
okay,
other one?
We don't need to be exactly an hour.
No, but
I mean,
we do.
As long as we're not like super long.
Well, I know, but like, I don't know where the other thing is.
Maybe is it above this door?
So you have to shoot from afar.
Maybe.
Hold forward. That's how you get out of the water, correct? Okay.
No, I don't see anything above that door.
Oh, is it up?
Is it up there, maybe?
I bet it's up, right? Because it's not down here. We've got them all down here. It's got to be up. Where was that cannon? Whoops.
So if you go into the water,
okay,
there's a vine there to your left. Right there.
Oh, you can climb
that.
This vine. Okay.
That's how I got way up high.
Ah. Well, didn't that cannon shoot you way up high?
Yeah, then there's a cannon as well.
Oh, I see.
There's
Funky.
Funky there. And I swung over there. That's where the cannon was.
I bet
hold
this is...
Hold the phone. He's got a cannon.
Hold your phone. She's got a cannon. Here we go. Oh, you did this part so much smoother than I did.
Yeah,
okay.
Just better than you.
Apparently. Yeah, well, that seems right. Okay, wait a minute. Let's look around.
I don't know what's over there. It doesn't seem like the place to go.
Wait,
so
did we
that
get that
one? You got that one.
Are you
the
sure?
That's the first one you got.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, so there's that one.
There's nothing there. I bet you it's...
You think it's up?
Up higher, maybe?
Maybe it's the one... Maybe... Oh, my God. It's so hard to, like, put your gun away. I don't know. Like,
it is. The
it's,
gun
it's
is
unintuitive.
Kind of convoluted.
Yeah. Okay, wait a minute.
Okay,
like, what if I just...
In there.
What if I just try and shoot?
No, I tried shooting them. They
I know, but
it.
Maybe
they
the third one is the trick. Nope.
Nope.
Okay. That's fair. You move so slow when you have the gun. I'm jumping over here. I don't know if that was smart.
Maybe it's over here somewhere.
I bet it is. What's in here?
I don't know.
Oh!
A bunch of watermelon. Oh, I bet you it's down there.
I bet it is, too. Oh, my. Nope.
Nope.
What is that? Snide's HQ?
Snide's HQ. What the fuck is a
Snide? Snide is the weasel who gives you blueprints. Because there's also
blueprints to collect.
Yeah.
It's down here?
It's got to be down there, right? Hang on. Let's take a little look-see. What's down there? Should I go down there? That was Funky's area.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh. Then I don't know, man.
Here, I'm going up here. I don't think this can be solved.
See, the game's unbeatable.
It's
fucking unplayable.
We've gotten one banana.
No, we've got like two.
Wait a minute. What's up there on that mountain? How do we get over there?
No, man. You were up there.
Oh,
before.
I was up there. Oh, I backflipped. Okay.
Did like a back front flip.
A back front flip. It was sweet AF. Hang on, I think it's right here. Nope,
that's
a peanut.
That's a peanut.
Damn it. Well,
it is a peanut.
All right.
There's
gotta
be a fucking another goddamn coconut around here somewhere.
You would think so. Oh, bees.
Fucking hate bees.
The bees,
man,
really fuck you up. Okay. Hang on. It's got to be up here somewhere, right? Like, it's not down below.
I don't know.
We really should have paid attention. Wait, what's
here?
Can
you talk to him again? This is Diddy.
Oh, this is Diddy.
Will he show you?
Here we go. Hey, I'm not in here through choice. Oh,
he's not going
to
tell you.
He's
again.
Being a little bitch. Like, I
thought
know
maybe
I'm trying
he
to
would
get
tell you,
out, you
again. Like, hey, remember those things I told you to shoot? They're here, here, and here.
Maybe if we have the really bird's eye view, now we're up way up top. No, I don't. All right. I'll figure this out eventually, but I don't know if now is the time to figure it out. I mean, right?
We got
to
shoot coconuts.
I'm going to die. Oh, nope. Oh, I landed on a hill. I think it's down here somewhere. Although,
I mean, everything else was down here. The other ones.
The other ones were down here. All right. Wait. Did we get that one?
Yes, you got that one. That was the first one you got.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Okay. What's in here?
Oranges.
That looks like a minecart level.
Yeah, it does.
Eventually. Here we go. Yes, we got it. All right. I'm pausing the game. Let's move on. Oh, my God. We don't even have them poured.
We didn't pour shots.
That's okay. I'm doing it right now. Vamp for a second here, Drake, while I do this very carefully.
So, yeah. Like I said, we will play this game again next week. So we're going to take shots, but I guess we give what? First impressions? Because they're not our final thoughts.
That is correct. Do you want me to try and put more in there?
That's fine.
Okay. The bottle ran out and Drake has about a three-quarter shot. Maybe.
That's okay.
Okay.
We're going to do final shots for first impressions.
Final shots for first impressions. I love it.
I guess it's not first impressions for you. You've played this game.
Yeah,
And stuff.
But final shots for first impressions. So,
next week we'll have final thoughts.
Yes. And revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro.
Ooh. Okay. Ooh, yeah, that's good. Okay, so... I guess first impressions. I was going to give you a rating, but we're not rating it yet.
We're not going to rate it yet.
Okay.
Next week.
Well, Jerick, what are your first impressions?
I mean, there's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on. There's so much going on.
Controls are fucking wonky.
Well,
a little bit.
Yeah, they're
wonky.
And
I get that it's a 3D game, and they were still figuring out what the best way to control a 3D game is. You know, by this point, there had been... What? I mean, as far as the big ones, there was essentially like Mario 64, Ocarina of Time, and like Banjo.
And Banjo, like on the N64 at least.
On the N64.
And honestly...
And they all had a different control scheme. Mario uses the C buttons to control the camera like that, whereas Zelda presses the Z button to like just center your camera.
Is that what Z does in Zelda?
Yeah. Oh. You can't really control it.
Yeah, you can't control the camera...
You can center it behind you.
Right. So you can spin it if you need it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
that feels like a better way to do it.
The C buttons use, you know, items.
Items,
stuff.
Right. Like you set items
to the
C buttons.
You set items to the C buttons.
Yeah.
And then Banjo,
I think works similar to this.
I think it's similar to this was built on the same engine as Banjo.
Yeah. So, this is, in fact.
In fact, a lot of the same team worked on this.
And, like, some levels in Donkey Kong 64 were cutting room floor levels from Banjo. Yeah. You know, like.
There's something I read that initially there was going to be some sort of link between the two games.
Yeah, it was.
Then
you were
going
to be able to get. In one of the shops, you could buy like one of Banjo's moves or some sort of thing from Banjo.
There was something that was going to tie them together somehow.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess it just takes some getting used to and getting some figuring out,
which obviously
all these games would. I mean, if I was playing Mario 64 for the first time ever, I'd
be like,
what the fuck is
this
control?
In fact, it's actually
scheme?
Hilarious. There's a bunch of very young Reddit users who are like, unpopular opinion, Mario 64 is a garbage game. And it's like, well, okay. I mean, I could see why you think that, but It's not. And it's because you didn't grow up with it, you know?
But, which, I mean, you know, a lot of people maybe were saying that when we played Turok 2. And
that, yeah, that is correct.
Control it for shit because that game is terrible.
Turok 2, Seeds of Garbage. Yeah,
fuck
yeah.
Turok 2. The game can dare lick my balls.
I think it's out on Switch. Like, I think
I fucking want to play that garbage again.
I don't know.
Anyways. Donkey Kong 64. Yeah, so far, it's not... It's terrible as I thought it was going to be.
No, it's kind of fun. In fact, once you really get obviously...
Once you figure everything out, yeah, it's kind of fun. It makes a bit more sense, but it also seems there's just a fucking shit ton to
do. Yeah, but I remember, I didn't... When I first played it long ago, whenever it came out or whatever, you know, I don't know if I got it. I doubt I got it on day one or anything, you know, I probably got it for Christmas a year or two later or something, But I don't I didn't know that there was 4,000 things to collect, right. You know, I was just collecting stuff and you just are playing the game and then all of a sudden you have all the stuff, you know, if you're not going into it, oh, this is going to be so much work, you know, it's just fun. I like this game. I'm excited to get a little farther into it.
Let's get a little further into it.
I'll hopefully unlock some of the characters and we can play with other guys.
Play a little bit this week.
Yeah, I will. I'll get us a little.
Stop playing Smash a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Get us a little further in. I've done that multiple. I've done that for us.
I know.
I got us to all the way through Chrono Trigger.
You really did. Yeah, but that's. I mean, that's fun.
It's one of the best games of all time.
I know, and this is not one of the best games of all time, but a decent.
But get
game.
Us a little further. I mean, play for an hour or two.
Yeah, I will. I'll get us all. I'm going to try and unlock all the guys at least, so
get
we
some
can
characters.
Yeah, so we can try
and
them
then,
all out. And see
teach me how to play the game. By the time next week comes along, I'm not going to remember any of this shit.
Yeah, that's okay.
How do you pull out your gun? Well, you press Z and then C left. And then you press C to aim, or you can just kind of aim, and you press B to shoot.
Up is down, and down is up.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the controls are a bit wonky.
They are.
It's just, I did read something like that. To use all these special things you get, you have to use so many button combinations just because the buttons are limited on the control.
But they're not really,
because there are a lot of buttons. There's just so many different moves that you do. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I don't know.
Anyways, we'll get deeper into this next week.
Next week.
So tune in next week.
Next week.
For more Donkey Kong 64 action.
Yeah. I guess there's no ratings or there's no...
No, not now.
Well, if they wanted to tweet at you, could they do that?
Yeah, sure. You can find me at Actirak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt, and Early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Drake?
Indeed, RetroGamingRevelry@gmail.com.
And please do tweet us, email us, any game suggestions, but discussion questions for real revelers. We would love discussion questions. We're scraping the bottom of the barrel here, and we can keep coming up with them, but it's better
if we get them from you.
If
you did our work for us.
Yep. So, I don't know. Give us a rating on your favorite podcast app, or at least Apple Podcasts.
Probably
just Apple Podcasts.
Who knows?
I think that's about it for this week, though, Drake.
Yeah.
You want to take us out?
I sure do. Until next week, game on, primates.
Yeah, game on, primates. Fun. I don't know that. I feel like we didn't get anywhere.
Well, we didn't because it takes forever to get anywhere.
I know. I felt like we were going too long and we can't spend 20 minutes looking for this fucking switch that we should have just wait a minute. I think I know where it is.